So this group of clearings is all around feeling all alone here on the planet, where there's no love, no support, no appreciation of who we are, no resonance with other people. So we're going to clear that emotional upset so that we'll be able to make connections more easily and more clearly. Because once the inner upset is cleared, then our outer world naturally shifts to conform to the new way of being that we're embracing. So I hope you enjoy this special gift. This is by Karen Haywood. I'm going to invite you first to just find a comfortable position, closing your eyes if they're not already closed, taking a nice deep breath in, and just noticing how it feels as the air moves into your body and the air moves out of your body. And this is one of the fastest ways that I found to bring stillness to the mind and come to our center. So just breathing in and breathing out. And I'm going to invite you to hold the desire and the intention to attune to your spirit. You may think of this as your soul or your higher self, as well as your guides, your soul family, and all of your non-physical friends. And just ask them for assistance wherever and whenever possible and appropriate. And I'm also going to invite you to ask your entourage, that's all the beings in your group that assist you, to work with my entourage to create a sacred space in which we can work within safely, protected, and efficiently. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is clear the feeling, experience, the emotional upset around nobody gets me, that we feel like we're all alone here on the planet, that we're a stranger in a strange land, nobody understands us, we just don't belong, this doesn't feel like home. So that feeling of discomfort and being an alien here, I'd like you to think about all those times you ever felt that, where nobody got you. And we're going to clear all that upset and angst out of your field. Oh my goodness, and all the sadness is coming up. Oh, knowing we're here for a reason, but just not even necessarily knowing what that reason is, what our purpose is, and just feeling so alone. So just clearing that aloneness. That pain and sorrow. Okay, so there's a lot of ancestral memory here that's amplifying this experience, although it's very different from the soul's experience. So we're just going to clear that, all of it, on all levels of your being. And just stay present with the upset and that feeling of not belonging, of being a stranger, being alien. Whew. Okay, so now I'm clearing this from the nervous system. Beautiful. And gently shifting your attention to your breath and focusing upon the feeling experience, how it feels as the air moves into your body and out of your body. We're just going to give these energies a chance to continue to dissipate. Okay, good. Okay, good. All right. So now we're going to lay in an affirmation, and what happens here is I'm going to have you repeat affirmations. I'm going to guide you through this. And as you're repeating the affirmations aloud, it's best to say it aloud because when we do, then we're impressing this more fully into the physical field, into the physical experience. And also, it's very important to keep your eyes open because when our eyes are open, there's no question we are centered in this physical reality, and this is where we want to impress this new way of being. Okay, so I'm going to invite everyone to sit tall, take in a nice deep breath, and with your eyes open, I'd like you to say three times, I can connect with my tribe, people who really get me, and say that three times aloud. Excellent. And take a nice deep breath in, imagining that you're drawing this new way of being right into your physical experience. Very good. Just breathe as these energies find their new home in your fields. Okay, good. I'm getting the go-ahead. So again, with eyes open and sitting nice and tall, I'd like you to say aloud three times, I will connect with my tribe, people who really get me. Wonderful. And again, with eyes open, three times aloud, I am connecting with my tribe, people who really get me. And just stay present with your breath as these energies continue to find their new home in your field. Beautiful. And here's another experience that makes us feel alone and not understood. And it's a fear that people will think I'm crazy if I actually talk about what I know to be true or what I believe to be true. And there's also a fear of being locked up in a mental institution, being taken out. Now that particular fear, the idea of being taken out, that piece of it is addressed in the Divine Purpose MP3s. But in this one, what we're going to do is focus upon the fear of being locked up, of being institutionalized, or just simply rejected. So I'd like you to think about any time and every time you've ever thought that or felt that or had that worry in the back of your mind or just kind of put a muzzle on because you didn't want to say what you were really wanting to say or express what you really wanted to express for fear of something. And you may not have even known what that was. So we're just going to clear that fear out of your field. Oh my gosh. Woo. Okay, so it's big. I knew it was big in me a long time ago, but I didn't expect it to be so big in everybody who's going to be listening to this. So it's all being cleared out. As well as, okay, so there's a lot of soul memory, as in past lives, future lives, where people experienced being incarcerated, being locked up, being called crazy, and then also within the ancestral memory. So we're going to clear all of that. As well as all the sadness around friends and family being locked up or incarcerated because nobody understood what was going on with them, as well as experiences where this happened to you directly. So all that sorrow and grief and loss. Oh, okay, wow. Now we're releasing all of this memory and upset from the nervous system now. And I'm going to invite you to just focus upon your breath for a moment and how it feels as the air moves into your body and out of your body, and just giving these energies a chance to continue to release. Just giving those energies a chance to release. Very good. And attuning now to the higher frequencies of your spirit and your guides. And just breathing. So I'm going to invite you to sit nice and tall. Take a nice deep breath in. And with your eyes open, I'd like you to say aloud 3 times, I can intuitively see and discern the best course for me. Take a nice deep breath in, imagining that you're drawing this new way of being right into your physical experience. Good. And just focusing for a moment on your breath and how it feels as the air moves in and out of your body, giving these energies a chance to find their new home in your field. Now, again, sitting straight with your spine, nice and erect, and I'd like you to say 3 times aloud with eyes open, I will intuitively see and discern the best course for me. And again, with eyes open, I'd like you to say aloud 3 times, I am intuitively seeing and discerning the best course for me. beautiful. So another, we might call it a symptom or a fact of this feeling all alone here on the planet is the feeling that we have to do it all alone. We have to do it by ourselves because we haven't had people around us who get us. And the problem is once we have that belief set up within our energetic structure, then that's exactly what we attract into our experience. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear this perspective, this or belief that we have to do it all alone and that we're not loved, we're not appreciated. So what I'd like everyone to do is to think about all those times when you felt that you have to do it alone. There's nobody here whom you can ask for assistance. And just focus on every single time, go through all those times when that was your experience, that was your truth. And we're just going to clear that emotional upset and that whole reality of your experience right out of your field so that you can have a different experience. Oh my goodness, this is very heavy in the ancestral memory, so a lot is being cleared from that realm. And the ancestral memory is essentially what we inherited with this body. Okay, so now the gentler emotions of the sadness is coming up for release. This feeling of this aloneness, not necessarily loneliness, but aloneness. Is releasing all of this from the nervous system. Okay, and gently redirecting your attention to your breath as these energies continue to release and dissipate. And just focusing upon your breath and how it feels as the air moves into your body and out of your body, and focusing too upon your spirit and your guides, that higher frequency as you breathe. Okay, good. So now I'd like everyone to sit tall in a confident position with your spine straight. And with eyes open, I'd like you to say aloud three times, I can comfortably accept and receive help. And take a nice deep breath in, imagining that you're drawing this new way of being right into your physical experience. Wonderful. Now, with eyes open, I'd like you to say aloud three times, I will comfortably accept and receive help. And again, eyes open. Three times aloud, I am comfortably accepting and receiving help. So now I'm going to close the session, and I'm going to invite each and everyone to just close their eyes again, reattuning to your spirit, your guides, your soul family, and all of your friends, and take a moment to thank them for their assistance today and for their boundless love and support. Always thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to put the directive in that all these shifts and insights and understandings shall deepen and expand into their beautiful, brilliant fullnesses and move them all into your futures, all into your pasts, throughout all of your life experiences as a being, throughout all timelines, all dimensions, and all universes known and unknown. And I'll just disconnect us energetically, and I'll also disconnect both you and I from anyone or anything we may have connected with that's inappropriate to remain so. And I'm going to gather up anything and everything we may have picked up that's not ours, as well as anything and everything that's ready to leave our fields, and we're just dissolving it down throughout all levels and layers of our beings, all of our bodies, right down and through the cellular, the DNA, the quantum, all the way to infinity and beyond, and bringing everything back to the pure, brilliant, beautiful essence that it is. It's important that you drink a lot of water, and if you can, if you have time, it's really helpful to also have a bath with either Epsom salt or sea salt. This additional water helps the different bodies release the energies, the old energies, and the water also assists in the integration of the new. So I thank you, and I hope to see you on the other side on the call today. Thank you so much, and enjoy.